Welcome, 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 everyone, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is Tony's Political Ramblings. So, on June 24th of this year, the Supreme Court overturned a precedent that has been in place for almost 50 years, and that is in Roe versus Wade, in the case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health. And this Dobbs case, it was very significant. As I said, it overruled 50 years and two distinct landmark cases in the U.S. Supreme Court's history on abortion. Now, those two cases, Roe versus Wade and then Casey, those are the two pro-abortion cases, we'll call them, they established that there was a constitutional protection through the 14th Amendment for abortion, or for a person to have an abortion. And Dobbs overturned that. He said, no, it's not there. The 14th Amendment does not guarantee the right of someone to get an abortion. And I could spend this episode doing a number of things. I could tell you how bogus the legal argument was of the majority opinion, how this threatens to undermine a lot of other civil protections that we have today, such as the right to contraception, the right to marry whomever we want. Not only does that apply to sexual orientation, but racial groups as well, among various other different Supreme Court cases that were settled and held on the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. This is nearly 100 years worth of precedent that has now been challenged by this case. I could also tell you about something else that's going on related to abortion in the United States. And really, this is more of a guide as to what the current state, or what I'm going to call states of abortion, are in the U.S. right now. Because in this post-Dobbs world we're now living in, the state of abortion varies greatly depending on where you are and what U.S. state you may find yourself in or adjacent to. And I figured this would be a good time to sort of give you a lay of the land as it exists today, post-Dobbs, as to what abortion looks like. Now, a little bit of a disclaimer. I'm not a lawyer. This is not legal advice. Do not take what I say as legal gospel. But I feel like this is good information that may be worth sharing. So again, a lot of this is very obvious. This is not a good day for abortion rights activists. This is not a good day for civil liberties. This is not a good day for the American people, I would say. However, there are things that are moving on all different grounds here. Because the right to abortion was not guaranteed in the Constitution, according to this court, that means that this issue has kicked back to the states. Now, does not mean that abortion is banned altogether. There are many, many states here in the U.S. where you can still get an abortion. It really just depends on what that particular state decides. So as a result of this ruling, a lot of states have what are called trigger laws that went into effect that were banned abortion past a certain number of weeks as soon as the constitutional protection for abortion was done. However, there are plenty of other states that have laws that make abortion legal, and states that still allow legal abortions, but they don't have laws for it necessarily. And there are other states that are doing more to ensure abortion protections in their states. And so this is an issue that has quite a bit of variety on it. You have states that are completely banning it past a certain point, banning it altogether, and you have other states that are really doing a lot to strengthen that right. And what is the only real bright side to come out of this in terms of abortion rights is that in the Dobbs ruling, Justice Kavanaugh, in his opinion, mentions the aspect of interstate travel. And so I'm going to pull straight from the opinion here. And this is from, like I said, the opinion of Justice Kavanaugh. He says, and I quote, "Second, as I see it, some of the other abortion-related legal questions raised by today's decisions are not especially difficult as a constitutional matter. For example, may a state bar a resident of that state from traveling to another state to obtain an abortion? In my view, the answer is no, based on the constitutional right to interstate travel. May a state retroactively impose liability or punishment for an abortion that occurred before today's decision takes effect? In my view, the answer is no, based on the Due Process Clause or the Ex Post Facto Clause." End quote. So that's from Justice Kavanaugh's opinion. He was one of the five justices that voted to overturn Roe versus Wade and said that there was no constitutional right to abortion. However, he is saying here that, say, someone in Texas who wanted to get an abortion past their six-week threshold, wanted to get one in another state and come back, Kavanaugh here is saying that that is completely constitutional and legal. And so it's worth noting here too that travel, interstate travel, is not necessarily an option for a lot of people. So this is not a perfect fix. And obviously this would be a better situation for people everywhere who need abortion care and health care, that this right was enshrined in the Constitution. However, this interstate travel idea does create a workaround for many people who do need to seek an abortion and get that health care that they need. But like I said, many states already have abortion rights enshrined in their state laws, and even in some cases in their state constitutions. And so, again, if you're in one of these states that have just recently banned abortion, there is a route for you to go to get an abortion in another state. So first off, I wanted to read off all of the states where abortion rights are legal, and they will likely be protected and expanded in the future. This is from the Washington Post. So I'm going to read all of these out right now. If you are in or live nearby any of these states, you have the possibility to get an abortion. And again, this is not legal advice. I'm not a lawyer, but these are the states that still allow it and will likely continue to allow it in the future. Alaska, Hawaii, New Mexico, Colorado, California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Minnesota, Illinois, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, and the District of Columbia. Abortion is pretty much 100% safe in those places. There are other states that abortion is still legal in some cases, but there's a potential that it might be, you know, that it might be, that right by might right might be curtailed over time. And those states are Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Kansas, Nebraska, and Montana. And so those are states, all of those states I just listed at the time of recording, and again, this can change in time, this can change very quickly, but at the time of recording, in all of those states I just listed, you can get an abortion in some capacity. Again, states vary as to how far along in the pregnancy a person can be, all those sorts of details. But again, in all of those states that I just listed, someone could get an abortion there. And again, because states are still not at this moment allowed to create bans that extend beyond their state, this is a safe means of getting an abortion at the moment. No state has tried to put that in their ban. And in fact, other states like Colorado, Rhode Island, I believe, Connecticut, and New York have all made it very clear in their, whether through executive orders through their governors or in laws, that they will not work with other states to enforce that other state's abortion ban if that issue comes up in the future. And so, again, it's worth looking into particular states, again, like Colorado, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, that will not work with other states if their abortion bans somehow had an interstate quality to it. Which, again, I agree with Justice Kavanaugh. These abortion bans cannot go beyond the state. They just can't. They can only really are relevant to the people within their states. And people might say, oh, well, what about California? You know, they'll set like really big standards that affect business in other states. And my response to that would be is that this is not the same thing at all. This has nothing to do with emission standards on vehicles. This is a ban on a medical procedure for people in a given state. That does not affect anyone outside of that state. And if their resident wanted to go out of state, the state cannot stop them from doing so. There's a right to sort of interstate travel that Kavanaugh writes about in his opinion, and that's affirmed in other Supreme Court cases, that individuals are able to freely move about around the country, and they're freely allowed to cross state lines. And again, it doesn't matter what's necessarily done on the other side of that, people are allowed to cross those state lines without any interference from the state that they live in. And I seriously doubt that a state will be able to impose restrictions in other states, because that seems to be, in my opinion, where Congress would step in and where the federal government would step in. Now, if there were a federal ban on abortions that was established by Congress, then in that case, yes, it would be illegal everywhere to get an abortion, so there really wouldn't be any need to go in and out of states. But again, it's worth mentioning that this out-of-state travel piece is a huge component and a real easy workaround for individuals who need access to that health care. And one other thing I might mention here too is that there are 6 states within the states that allow abortion that have no limits. So conceivably, you could get an abortion at any stage of the pregnancy. That's well beyond the viability, which has been the constitutional standard for the last 50 years. But again, these 6 states are Oregon, Colorado, New Mexico, Vermont, New Jersey, and Alaska, and then the District of Columbia as well. So conceivably, if you're in a state with an abortion ban and you're very late term in your pregnancy and you would like to get an abortion for whatever reason, you can go to any of those states and you would conceivably be able to get one. Now, again, this is not legal advice. Make that clear again. But I do think it is worthy information that is worth sharing in this very turbulent and unpredictable sort of time that exists now that the constitutional protection and the constitutional freedom to have an abortion has been stripped away by the Supreme Court. Now, I want to end this episode with a call to action. I mentioned earlier in this episode this idea of a federal ban on abortion, and that would have to be done through Congress, through members of Congress that you, residents of the United States, would elect. And I can tell you pretty confidently that there is only one party at this stage, and really in the foreseeable future, that would propose and vote to enact a federal ban on abortion, and that would be the Republican Party. And so if you would like to live in a world where people have control over their own bodies, and are able to make decisions about how they would like to reproduce, what they would like to do, again, with their own bodies. The whole my body, my choice argument that we heard a lot in 2021 with regards to vaccines. If you would like to live in a world where people have that right to choose what they do with their own physical bodies, I would urge you to vote for Democratic candidates in these elections in November of 2022 and well beyond that, quite frankly. The roaring attitudes amongst Republicans is that they want this sort of ban on a national scale, and that would extend well beyond Texas. That would extend well beyond places like Louisiana and Arkansas, and now people in all over the United States would have to deal with the stripping of their own freedoms. People in New York, people in Virginia, people in Washington State, California, they would not have the right to choose what to do with their own bodies. And I think it's important to remember now that because of this ruling and because of the Republican-controlled state legislatures and governors in various states that now have abortion bans, people do not have the right to choose what to do with their own bodies.